Now, was the way I was describing that accurate, or when you think of bottom land, what do you think of?
Land that's had water on it, that's good to plant, and that you're pretty sure that won't get flooded again. That all the water was on it at one time, it won't come up on it again.
You have a good bit of that where you're from?
Yeah, we do.
Or say a piece of land that's not good for much of anything because of the water standing on it all the time. You know, you got beaver dams and all the kind of stuff out there. That's just, you can just call that a
swamp.
Have any of those in Texas?
Yeah, we do.
Or say again, low-lying land, but it's really not good for much of anything except for raising, you know, grass and hay, that type of thing. You call that a...
Just pasture.
Just pasture.
Or ranch land. We have quite a bit of that. Hope you can find oil.
Yeah. Well, I saw some more oil wells around here in Texas.
My grandmother had a part of two. My grandmother had a part of two. Yeah, she and her brothers and sisters.
Well, that land that I was talking about that the grass grows on, do people out your part of the country ever call something like that prairie or meadow or something?
Not so much where we are, because it's just not, it's the reason they don't is because the grazing land is in the midst of farmland and it's not open, and usually it's only in an open sort of situation where that's all you can see for miles. Mm-hmm. They'll call it a prairie, and yeah. Meadow is between two higher elevation, and we don't have that much.
Do you have any idea what you would call a place along the ocean that's covered at high tide, grass grows in it?
We call it marshland. And we don't have that much. The dunes, we call it. The dunes sometimes are up that high.
You were talking about black soil a minute ago. Is there anything, any particular term that you would use to describe particularly rich soil other than black soil, or is that pretty much covered?
That'd pretty much cover.
What about very poor soil that's not good for much of anything as far as growing is concerned?
Sandland.
Just sandland. Do people where you're from ever speak about loam, that type of
thing? Yeah, sandy loam, clay loam. Yeah. I don't know that much about what it is. I know it's that. It's what gives the soil texture and keeps it together.
As far as you know, is that particularly good for growing things, the loam?
Well, it's good for growing, it's why we grow deeper root crops.
Mm-hmm.
Or, not, or, you know, why we grow grain and cotton and not peanuts or something else is because if we grow peanuts or potatoes too much, they try to go too deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a loam soil. It's conducive to deeper rooted crops.
Well, say if you had a piece of land that had a lot of water standing on it and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you say that people are doing when they are getting that water off? You'd say they're
draining.
Yeah. And the thing that they would dig to take the water off, that would be called a
drainage ditch.
Or do you have any idea what you would call a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
Creek.
That would be a creek.
That flows in and out with the tide. No, I don't.
Or maybe, would that be something like an inlet? Or